Jerusalem.
India and Pakistan, as we said, are taking their own steps toward peace. Today, Colin Powell's deputy, Richard Armitage, is mediating between those bitterly divided nations, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
By his own count, this was the deputy secretary's fourth trip to the region in the past 2 years. But while the other three were largely attempts at damage control, this one was different, coming after peace overtures by both India and Pakistan. In the past few weeks, the countries restored full diplomatic ties and air links. India and Pakistan cut air links and recalled their ambassadors after the December 2001 attack on the Indian parliament that left the two nuclear-armed neighbors on the brink of war. Today, after meeting with India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Armitage praised India's leader for his recent decision to offer Pakistan what Vajpayee has called the hand of friendship.
Well, I said in Islamabad, and I'll say again here, that I'm cautiously optimistic that the process begun by the act of statesmanship of the Prime Minister of India could possibly lead to a step-by-step process that would eventually resolve all issues.
Armitage met with Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf on Thursday. He said then that Musharraf had assured him he would stop the infiltration of militants fighting for an end to Indian rule in disputed Kashmir. So far, infiltration has not ended. Reports from Indian-controlled Kashmir say at least four more people were killed today in separatist-related violence.
Now, I think the fact of the matter is that people are dying. And whenever people die, when women and children and innocent non-combatants die for political purposes, one has to call that terrorism.
At the same time, Armitage praised Pakistan for its support in the U.S.-led war on terror. He said Pakistani authorities had arrested over 500 terrorist suspects so far. Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman Navtej Sarna said today's talks in New Delhi had gone well, but reiterated India's position that terrorism directed against India must end.
For us, we will judge Pakistan's actions by what they do and not by what they say.
But the two countries are talking again for the first time in nearly 2 years, even though, as Secretary Armitage said, the process toward a lasting peace is a long trip, one with many pitfalls along the way. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.